Alan, USDA did reduce its corn and soybean production estimates, both by 1% from the September number. What are you taking away from the reports?
Well, the reports are basically friendly relative to trade expectations, but I think we, psychology-wise, we got thrown off by the big rally on the day before the report, and people are having a little trouble deciding what the value ought to be here.
Do you think these numbers are going to hold up fairly well heading through harvest, or do you think we're going to see some significant changes down the road?
No, I think USDA essentially said you may be hearing all these anecdotal reports of better yields, but they're not supported by our objective yield plots, at least. So the way I'm interpreting that is producers had gotten very negative about their own production prospects because of the weather back in the summertime and also their experience last year. But USDA's numbers are a composite of both those producer expectations and also their objective yield plots. If you look at the objective yield plot data that came out today, USDA lowered the average test weight for the corn nationally, and they also reduced the number of pods per square in their soybean sample. So they're basically saying that in their objective yield plots, the grain wasn't there.
Okay, so then what does this do to the strategy for your average corn and soybean producer?
Well, I think it says that we're not going to get a big surprise on the production side to the upside. Final yield's probably within a bushel of where we're at today. It shifts the focus pretty quickly to demand, though, and I think that's what we're having trouble with is USDA did cut their estimated feed use for wheat by 80 million bushels today. That basically says that didn't happen. That's supportive to corn, because if they didn't feed the wheat, maybe they're going to feed the corn. But at the same time, the global wheat stocks increase is putting a lot of pressure on corn and, to a lesser degree, soybean meal, because it basically says there's a lot of other stuff out there we can feed besides this grain if it gets expensive.
Did the numbers represent a fundamental shift?
Well, I think you took the top end off of the prices, and you did that really with the September 30th report when we showed the bigger ending stocks for corn. We can rally from here. Technically, actually, the charts look pretty good after the last couple of days' price action. But these numbers today basically say rallies are going to be fairly limited until we get past harvest, get into that period where the bin doors are locked and nobody wants to sell anything.
Then, Alan, what's your risk management advice for producers?
Well, our advice for the last several weeks has been that prices are too low. That bean futures, in particular, had gotten too low. The basis that you were seeing at the elevators was unusually strong for harvest around here, 5 under, when 30 under was more typical. So that was saying the board needed to rally. Now it has. We think there's a little more potential upside here as far as short covering. It won't be fundamentally driven, it'll be more technical. A weaker dollar will help. So I think in general, you buy some puts here to make sure that the rally you just saw gets to stay in your pocket. But I think you'll see higher values down the road. One thing I would point out is the USDA cash average price for soybeans is $13.15 per bushel for the year. We're below that average right now. So they're essentially saying they think higher bean prices are down the road.